Praise the Lord! Glory to God! Kathy back here and Dan's here.
Jesus is coming!
Jesus is coming!
Come on, Jesus!
Jesus is coming! Hallelujah! Oh my goodness, he's coming, guys. You know, so tonight we were just kind of talking, you know, last night, I think I told you guys on the video last night that it's, the Lord just keeps speaking to us and encouraging us and telling us it's time,
after
you know.
After we were in worship, it was just, we need to talk.
Yeah, so tonight, we were just talking about it, and I'm like, you know, I just want to get back into worship. Can we just worship again? They're like, of course, you know. So we put some worship music on, and so we worshiped for a little while. And towards the end, the last song was I Surrender All. I Surrender All, you know. And when that song was playing, it was really for me, because, you know, I was just saying tonight, I'm like, the more he shows us, the harder it is to be here. You know what I'm saying? The more he's revealing, the harder it is to stay. I just want to go outside of time. I want to be with Jesus. So this message is special for the first fruits. I know we've gotten words of knowledge that we have a very large percentage of people who watch our videos and come to our website are those who know they're called to the first fruits, okay? And so this is kind of for you guys, and Jesus just wanted me to kind of give you all a pep talk and get you excited to, or let's say it this way, keep you excited, hallelujah. You know, we all know we're here, and we're literally waiting moment to moment to moment, you know what I mean? And it gets hard to keep waiting. And you're like, all right, well, you know, we waited through that month and then we got to the next month. I don't want to get to the next month. I just want to go with Jesus. You know what I mean? And the Lord's like, oh, you just have to, because guys, remember that prophecy has to get fulfilled. We have to let prophecy fulfill so that when we come, everything is in line. You know, it just has to be that way. And that's God's will, of course. So that's the way it's going to be. And so one thing he wanted me to make a point of is, you know, some of you may know the particular call that you have for the harvest. Some of you may know your tribe. Some of you may know your title, your calling. And I know titles aren't important, but you know what? In Jesus' army, it kind of is. It is, because you need to know that you have to stand in that. You know, let me tell you something, and I'm going to tell you, this might be kind of hard to hear for some, okay? But there is such a thing as a false humility, okay? And there is. And you need to understand what that means. Jesus knows your heart. He knows if you're truly humble. He knows that if you're waiting for, let me just say this. If you know you're a first fruit, he knows. He knows your heart. He knows that you're walking in humility. You wouldn't be called as a first fruit if you weren't, I can tell you right now, okay? Now, we all have things we struggle with. We all have things that we're getting heart healing for on and off. But in general, if you're called to be a first fruit, there's a lot of humility there, okay? So there's not an issue with that, okay? So walking and standing in confidence in what he has called you to do. I did a video probably last year on this, but he wants me to remind you guys. There's a difference between walking in pride, thinking you're all that because you're called to blah, 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 right? And just being confident, knowing who you are in Jesus Christ and what he's calling you to, okay? That's the kind of, it's confidence that he wants you to walk in. Confidence in him, okay? And I'm not afraid, and nor am I prideful at all about letting you all know that I've about a year ago I shared this with you in a video as well. I'm actually called as a commander. I am a leader in the 144,000, the first group of 144,000. We on this team just know that's what our calling is. I hope you can understand that that's why I don't talk about it often, because, you know, I, first of all, we're not there yet. Once we're outside of time, I'll be, you know, seriously walking in it. But right now I'm walking in the confidence in knowing what I'm called to. Okay. So if I might come across strong or very confident, that's because I know that's my call. So I have to walk in that. And that's why when the Lord's speaking something through me, I'm speaking in his confidence, in confidence that he gave me, knowing who I am. Okay. And he wants you guys to walk in your calls. In our team, we have a team of leaders. We're all leaders we have different things we're being called to, but everybody stands and walks in it. We walk in our callings. Okay. And I'm not saying that we, you know, go outside and tell people what we're doing. We know what we're called to, and we walk in confidence in that. All right. That's what he wants. No, he doesn't want you to put a sign on your chest and say, hey, I'm called to be a, you know, lieutenant in God's army in the harvest. You know, that's not what he's saying. He's just saying, allow yourself to walk in his confidence in who you know you are and what you know you're being called to. Okay. If you know you're called to be a prophet, stand and walk in it with confidence. Okay. You know, whatever call it is, you know, we have some captains, we have generals, we have, you know, so there's, you know who you are, you know what you're called to, stand in it. Okay. Stand in it in confidence. And, you know, don't hold it back because you don't want people to think you're being prideful. That's not what you're doing. People will know if you're saying it in a prideful way. Okay. Let me just tell you, they know the walk. Okay. They know your walk. So you just be confident about it. You know, like I say, hey, I'm a commander in God's army when we get to the harvest. And I know that I know who I am and what I'm called to. Okay. That's the way you say it. Now, that didn't sound, I'm not going out to everybody and putting a title on my video and, you know, all that stuff. I'm letting you know how to stand in confidence in who you know you are and what he has called you to, what you know he's called you to. Okay. And, so I want to tell you right now, speaking to the first fruits, I know a lot of you have been reading the stuff on our website and watching our videos when we talk about first fruits and do the teachings and everything. Guys, I'm telling you right now, I'm talking to all of you. I'm talking imminent. And, you know, some people we've said it on and off at different times, but I'm telling you right now, never in an unprecedented way. Jesus is speaking to us. He's speaking revelation to us in many different ways. And I'm talking personal revelation as well as revelation through his word, that it is time right now. Okay. There is no more waiting. We are here. Okay. So we need to live every moment ready. Ready and willing and excited. And he needs to know that we're here waiting for him, that we're expecting him, that we are watching and waiting, like the word says. All right. So don't let the enemy discourage you because it's taking a while. Don't let that, you know, try to stop your excitement, because he's coming. He is coming. Glory to God. And do you know how excited Jesus is to see you? Do you know, as excited as we are to meet our Savior face to face, oh my goodness. Remember how long he's been waiting. You know, he can come here, he can talk to us, he can speak to us. But there's a difference between that moment when we see him face to face and he can actually wrap his arms around us. And we return that embrace. There's not going to be anything like it ever, ever, from the beginning of time to the end of time. There will never be another moment like it. It's going to be amazing. Okay? So I want you all to stay excited. Jesus wants you to stay excited. He is excited to see us as we are to see him. Praise Jesus. So that's my little pep talk that the Lord led me to do. And Lord Jesus, praise you, Lord. And Lord, I'm going to pause for a moment. And Jennifer, or Susan, or anybody who's on the call right now, Lord, if it be in your will, we would love to have a word of encouragement, if it be in your will, for any of us, if we get anything in the spirit for everyone. But just know at this point, guys, we are so close. We couldn't be closer. We couldn't even try to be any closer. Couldn't even try. So stay excited. Know he loves you. You are his jewels. He loves you. Every single one of you. And you guys know who you are. Again, I'm talking to the first fruits. Okay, you know who you are. He's waiting to see you. And boy, oh boy, we are all so excited. Glory to God. Praise Jesus. All right, so that is what we got. Know that you're loved and I am near. Oh, you guys. So Jesus just gave a word through one of the girls on the team. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. So his word for you all you first fruits. Okay. Jesus says, know that you are loved and I am near. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. We just praise you and we thank you and we give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Okay, guys, stay excited. Be excited, stay excited. Hallelujah.
Jesus is coming.
Jesus is coming. Hallelujah. All right, guys. If anybody has any questions or comments or anything, just pop over an email at graftedinthevine222@gmail.com.
And please share.
Like and share.
Brothers and sisters can hear.
Yes, praise the Lord. And as long as we're still here and we haven't been transfigured yet, we'll be back as the Lord leads. All right, guys, everybody take care. Bye-bye.